Pieces of a Hero, Part 1. He was a quiet hero, an unknown superstar. The earth knew him, though, when his footsteps thundered respectfully over it. He kneaded the soil, felt the dirt's lungs, and prepared them to breathe. I look at the furled rows, new plants peeking out, the birds tipping their wings and forgetting to sing, flowers facing the sun weeping, the dog wandering beneath the cherry tree, searching like us for what made it all whole. Part 2. It's junk, someone said. The rusty tools with wooden handles. Old bottles, hammers, bolts, saws, wire, and God knows what. Strewn about with, at the time, purpose. They were artifacts. Proof. He knew war, sweat, honor, and self. I spoke exactly how he would have said it. It's my junk. Part 3. Yet who am I to define grieving? The little pieces we own, our memories of another's being, explode like bombs in our heads, sending hot shrapnel to slice a chunk of us, and why we continue. Now, as the dog stops to stare long at the house, I think of Iggy dancing his garden dance. And I look at the salvias shining red. It's just like that sly, mischievous, giggling old dirt wizard to take the wilt and leave the bloom.